and a sure success. All for one and one for all. Unity means solidarity. Yeah. United we stand. Divided we fall. Unity, please don't desert me. You're the sweetest honey from the honeybee. Unity, unity.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the fastest 2 hours of talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Welcome, everybody, to another fabulous edition. We've got two guests coming up for you today. The first one has been doing a little bit of research into our fabulous Prime Minister, John Federal Reserve Key. And the other lovely lady that we'll have on, her name's Evelyn Gilbert from Aotearoa, a wider perspective.wordpress.com, or you can just go straight to gorillamedia.co.nz and click on the Aotearoa A Wider Perspective link down on the right-hand side there, which is identified by the sign of the deformed baby. Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, it's always good. It's kind of like, kind of like chicken pox, you know. Once you get it, you're safe for life. so what's our Prime Minister up to these days?
Well, at the moment, he's, of course, in the United States, which is interesting with the Israeli spy nest scandal breaking. He's away once again. But other than that, he's meeting some very interesting people in the United States, amongst others Ben Bernanke and Timothy Geithner, both of whom are, of course, closely related to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, where John Key worked. He didn't work at the Federal Reserve, but he worked on Wall Street. And he expressed his worry about the economy in America, which, of course, is very justified, as it is on the verge of collapsing. So that's what he's been up to and what he will be up to. Other than that, he will be visiting California, which is very interesting because, of course, the Bilderberg of the West, the Bohemian Grove meeting is taking place there at the time. So that's plenty of stuff to be interested about in.
Well, I suppose so. And the fact that he's kind of, you know, getting in there at the exact time when Barack H. O'Barry and all of these particular Federal Reserve scumbaggery types are all meeting to, have sex with gay porno stars and worship a gargantuan stone owl known as Moloch and do big frickin' occultic ceremonies and gosh darn, frickin' KKK looking like hoods and burning effigies. All right, that's the John Key I know and love.
Yep. Well, we don't know, of course.
I could be wrong. It's just my suspicion that that's the reason why he's going to that specific area in San Francisco right at a time when Bohemian Grove is meeting. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to think he's been invited.
I don't think so either. I would love to see a little video of him entering, of course, but I don't think, I mean, it's clear that they've got big plans with him. He's also working, meeting with Warner Brothers, whom he gave some $91 million of New Zealand tax money. That itself, you know, of course, would be a great reason to see him in some nice boards and on some nice boards and promote him somewhere else, maybe a nice position in some of the international banking organizations that are looting the world at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Bohemian Grove gets taught up, you know, it's all about positioning. Now, we also have We also have another special guest joining us here today for a wee panel discussion. She's got her own areas of research and indeed some very important information, particularly for the New Zealand audience to be listening to. Those of you who have been watching the news lately, you've seen the new book released by Maxina King get demonised by a whole bunch of people. And yeah, basically the only person who's really been sticking up for Maxina King has been Ian Wishart. And the main person sticking up for Ian Wishart is Penny Bright, and here she is. Penny, welcome to the show.
Oh, good day, Vinny. How are you?
You're really fabulous now that you're here. Give us a breakdown, because we've got basically two very, very different realms of political expertise here with both of our guests. So, Penny, if you could just kind of splurge out and sort of get out of the way some of the new developments on your side, and then we can turn this into a more of a conversational piece, because there's some specific information that needs to be released out to the public that basically nobody else in this country is doing. Go ahead.
There's a couple of major things here. The first one is that there's been an absolute witch hunt, unbelievable campaign of hatred that's been whipped up against this Māori mother, Maxina King, whose two baby sons were murdered. Small technical point, it wasn't Maxina King that murdered them. She's never been charged or convicted of any offence regarding the death of her two baby sons. But there has been this effective code of silence by the Kahui family, which has helped stop the perpetrator coming to justice. And what happened was Maxina King, after it went to court and there was nobody found guilty, what happened was Maxina King approached very well-known New Zealand author Ian Wishart, who's an excellent investigative journalist, and asked him to write her story. And so Ian Wishart is in the process. It's still not, the book is not yet printed yet. But what happened was word got out that Maxina King was going to tell her story, and a Facebook page was set up which claimed that boycott the Maxina King book because this mother was going, Maxina King was going to profit from her atrocious deeds. So there's all the semi-hysteria whipped up, and this Facebook page went from sort of zero to over 45,000 members in just a matter of days. It was absolutely unbelievable, and it got really pushed in the media, and there was a call to boycott the book because she was going to make money out of it. That was the underpinning claim. Well, small technical point, she wasn't going to make money out of it. She's not making 1 cent out of it. And then what happened was it's like shifting sand. Then the campaign went from Maxina King making money out of it to Ian Wishart was getting blood money for publishing this book. Well, hang on a minute. He's a writer. That's what he does for a living. He's got a family to feed. And it'd be like anyone who works in paid employment, someone saying that you shouldn't get paid for the job that you do to feed your family. What a load of rubbish. But it's been amazing because right from the very beginning, when there was this, when this huge tidal wave arose against this Maxina King book, I thought, hang on a minute, this is just not right. So I sort of swam against the tidal wave, and I put out a press release far and wide sticking up for Ian Wishart's right to publish, for the right of the mother to tell her story, and to point out that this Facebook page by this mysterious Chris, somebody who doesn't put any details there, was actually based on absolute lies and misinformation. So what happened was Ian Wishart, he put up his Facebook page, break the Kahui code of silence. So if there's any New Zealanders listening, have a look on that Facebook page, and that's where there's been some very sensible debate happening there. Well, some are not quite so sensible because boycotters have been able to come on the page, and some of it's actually been a bit offensive and defamatory. But by the same token, where there's heat, there often ends up being light. And what has happened now is the tide is definitely turning, and a lot of people who jumped on the boycott bandwagon without realising who was driving it and where the bandwagon was actually heading have sort of calmed down a bit and applied a bit of reason and consideration to the issues and realised, oh my God, we're a bit sucked in here. And now they've become some of the most vociferous pro-book supporters. So the good thing about this is that it's helped to get a huge public debate going on the whole issue of child abuse. And the common sense thing here is if you've got this poor mother who's, like I say, never been charged or convicted of any offence, she's been portrayed as being, you know, like the world's worst mother. She's trying to tell her story to break this Kahui code of silence. She's been absolutely demonised for it. And then you've got these people who claim to be opposed to child abuse, but they want to boycott this book, which
has... They're obviously not opposed to verbal abuse, though.
Well, no, it's a very interesting point because I've made exactly that point. This is very much an issue. Is verbal abuse a form of abuse? Yes, it is. Is verbal abuse against children okay? No, it's not. Well, hang on a sec. Is verbal abuse against adults okay? Where do you draw the line? You know, and so it's been fascinating, but it seems that, this is what I think, there's none so pure as the reformed, and the fact that there are so many boycotters who are mothers. All this ganging up by one lot of mothers against another lot of mothers, you've got to think, good God, surely as mothers, you all know none of you are perfect. Those without sin cast the first stone. Have you ever lost it with your kids? Have you ever had times in your life with your children where you've seemed so stressed or whatever, you've done things that you mightn't be particularly proud of? So why are you not more sympathetic to this poor mother who's had her two baby sons murdered? Why wouldn't you be supporting her? Why wouldn't you be supporting a book that could act as like a case study that could give huge insight and understanding as to how child abuse comes about in the first place? How do you get this dysfunctionalism that can end up with not just child abuse but child murder? 3-month-old babies ending up killed. So why on earth wouldn't you be supporting getting this book out? So it's been absolutely fascinating, and I've been on this full time for about nearly 3 weeks because it's a huge issue. Because if you can get people boycotting a book but saying to the store, I will not shop at your store if you stop this book, so it turns into a store boycott, not just a book boycott, well, that affects my right as a customer to go into that same bookshop and pick up the book that I choose to read that you do not choose to read. And that's the issue. It becomes effectively a ban. And what happened was, because of the huge pressure, two big bookstores, Paper Plus and The Warehouse, they succumbed to threats, which included threats apparently to burn down bookshops, real, real heavy threatening stuff, and they just backed off. Okay, our customers don't want it, and so we won't stock it, rather than hang on them. And it just let it all die down a bit. Like Whitcools, another major bookstore, they've said they will wait till the books actually come out, they will read it, and then they will decide.
Well, I suppose that's a decent idea on their part, and actually logical, because one thing is kind of concerning me, right, is that if you become a violent, psycho, abusive, person, I could probably use a lot of other adjectives, but you find out that you wound up with a lot of support from the community because there's a heck of a lot of real psychotic people out there in the frickin' community. And it frightens me, Penny, to a large extent, that we do have a violent, aggressive, unthinking public who will basically do whatever the retarded, extremely, extremely dishonest mainstream media will tell them to do.
Well, what's interesting, it's now coming to pass that there may be sort of more sinister things happening behind the scenes here, because it just so happens that the Minister for, is it called Social Development now, but Paula Bennett,
the social development minister, yeah.
A green paper about to get discussion in the community about children. Well, how convenient is that? And it seems that this mysterious Chris person who set up this misleading Facebook site calling for the boycott of the Maxina King book, it seems to be working in rather closely. So this is, you stir up this absolute ferment, and then you help to then lead towards a political change. And if this national government's got anything to do with it, excuse me, it's war on the poor. There's going to be nothing that's going to really help poor children. Excuse me, let's get it right. But it's the manipulation that gets me. And what has also really got me is just how profoundly ignorant a lot of people are about basic human rights. Like, you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. An oldie, but a goodie.
And all since when?
No, seriously, all these people that think, oh, well, the father wasn't found guilty because he was the one that was charged and he wasn't convicted, therefore the mother must have done it. Small points like facts and evidence don't come into it. She did it. I believe she did it. Therefore she did it. And she murdered a kid, so I'm not going to read a book about her trying to cover her tracks or make herself look good, whatever. But where's the facts? Where's the evidence? Scary stuff. And the other thing is that a lot of people also didn't know much about freedom of expression. It does not extend to making comments that are offensive or defamatory. And that's what people are learning as well. So turning a bad thing into a good thing, because I can't help myself, I always look on the bright side, it's been a huge learning curve for a lot of people on basic human rights, basic fair play, and a much better understanding of what freedom of expression is truly all about. Okay, that's pretty much the Maxina King thing, but if people in New Zealand want to have a look, it's Break the Kahui Code of Silence. Check out the Facebook page and have a read for yourself.
And we'll be right back after the break on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Join us in the chat room there. My very special guests for today are Evelyn Gilbert from Aotearoa, A Wider Perspective, and Penny Bright from waterpressure.wordpress.com. Check it out at guerrillamedia.co.nz. Back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event,
Radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Weekdays. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Anger to a place that ain't gonna get up in your face. The facts we okay, but the system fails. We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living soul don't care about the color of your face. Unite and roll, respect our right to live here on the land. It's Tino Ranga, Tino Tonga. We don't own the banks, the parliament does.
All the banks.
So where do you ever stand? They paying their bills off your back with hefty tax demands.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about selling out the country to criminal banks. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And if you'd like to sell the country out even more to criminal banks, please vote for the political party that is currently in government, because they're all selling the country out. My very special guests today are Penny Bright and Evelyn Gilbert. Girls, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a few, there's some postulations, some theory, and some facts regarding John Key's visit to the United States. Just recently, and I believe it might have been the Dominion Post or something, they say, hey, John Key's going to make his way up to the various areas in the United States. He's got a whole bunch of people to see, big, big business. And obviously, a lot of these people that he's seeing, he incidentally has shares in similar companies, which some people might perceive as a conflict of interest. That's people who operate under facts and evidence, of course. Whereas other people will just go, oh, well, you know, he's John Key. He can do no effing wrong. Evelyn, what's your story on this?
Well, let's start with Greece. That will only take 1 minute, but let's start there. Greece is at this moment collapsing, and there are stories about having to bail it out and give the Greek people money so they can be more responsible and take over their government and take over all their beautiful country. The issue is that the Greek people never borrowed that money. Goldman Sachs and the other too big to fail banks, such as Bank of America, amongst others, put money there, manipulated the country into bankruptcy, and now want the debt that they caused to be repaid by the Greek people. Most of the money that is used for the bailout goes straight to the big banks. And it goes to German banks, it goes to French banks, and it goes there because if those two banks collapse, if those systems collapse, they will want that money back from the American banks where they hedged their bets in Greece. That means that the too big to fail banks, such as Bank of America, and which has Merrill Lynch, etc., will collapse under the pressure. And so they want to prevent that. What makes it very interesting is that our prime minister has millions of dollars worth of shares in Bank of America. But Bank of America has a little problem. Bank of America has, by the latest calculation, about $150 billion linked up in the European financial banking system, which is collapsing. And people can smell the blood in the water, and they are selling their shares at dumb prices. And the last quarter of last year, Bank of America shares collapsed with 90%, which means that for every million John Key has in shares in that bank, he now only has $100,000. And what is so interesting is that right at this very moment, John Key has decided that he has to have a visit to the United States. And the visit he's making is to, for example, Ben Bernanke, who is the chair of the Federal Reserve of New York, with Timothy Geithner, who was the chair of the Federal Reserve of New York, and who is now the Treasury Minister in America, and who are very connected to that very small coterie of bankers that are at this moment looting the world. And you can argue that that is a conflict of interest, but I would go further than that. I think that with John Key being on the verge of losing a huge part of his wealth is actually blackmailable and manipulable, and will actively, more actively than he did before, work towards bankrupting this country so his mates can sell it up pennies on the dollar. And him meeting with all these people, and quite possibly the Bohemian Grove meeting, is very suspect and very scary, especially since he's also talking about, so far, secret trade agreements with these people. Okay. Finny.
Yeah, well, of course, people in New Zealand can check for themselves John Key's Bank of America connections, because all you have to do is to go onto the parliamentary website, www.parliament.govt.nz, and you look for the pecuniary register of interest for MPs. Look up John Key, I think it's page 36 or something, and you will see for yourself that he has got shares in the Bank of America. Now, the fact of the matter is that in Australia, for example, ministers are not allowed to own any shares. How come in New Zealand, the least corrupt country in the world, our ministers are allowed to own shares? So the question is, whose interest is John Key serving when he goes over and meets with all these high-flying bankers? Is he looking after his own interests, or is he looking after the interests of the New Zealand public? And I believe that this is why we need to have a lot of systems in place in New Zealand, which we don't have, that help to guard against the basis of corruption, which is conflicts of interest. I believe that if you're in public office, you shouldn't have shares. Basically, it's like, otherwise, there is that potential conflict of interest, and people should know clearly what are your interests, what are you linked with, you know, are you in public office for yourself, your family, or your friends, or the public? And if you don't want to be in public office for the public interest, go and get another job.
Something added to that is that John Key's PR company, Crosby & Texter, is a very interesting little organization. They have a board. You can find it online. Go to their website and go to their board. And it says that the chairman of their board, which consists of only three people, is a guy called De Crispigny. De Crespigny was the owner of Normandy Mines, which amongst others had the Waihi gold mine. And he is also a member of a board of another unknown organization, a typical think tank called the Council for International Relations.
It's basically the Council on Foreign Relations New Zealand branch.
Australian with a New Zealand branch. It's not the Council for Foreign Relations for International Studies, but that's just the name. Anyway, on their board was, amongst others, Ruth Richardson. She has left now, but she was there at the time of his election. And other than that, all banks related, very much involved in the mining industry. And as Penny pointed out earlier, Bank of America also is very much involved in the mining industry, and she had some very interesting information on that.
Yes, well, what happened was some time ago now, I was sent information from someone known as Jacob Cohen, who has been the whistleblower on the Pike River mine. This was, of course, was this mining disaster that happened last year, where 29 miners died in an explosion in the coal mine. And of course, I'm a former welding tutor, and so I do know a little bit about health and safety and employment, and I know that in any workplace you are supposed to identify the hazards, and what you are supposed to do is, where possible, eliminate the hazards. If you can't eliminate the hazards, you're supposed to isolate or minimise them. Now, coal mining is not something that happened in the last 5 minutes. People have been going down coal mines for decades and decades. And so the risks associated with coal mining are very well known. So my first thought before I actually got any information from this Pike River Mine whistleblower was, how on earth in this day and age could 29 people, miners, die in a coal mine without all the, from an explosion? Why didn't all the bells and whistles go off to let them know that this gas was actually accumulating? Something is seriously wrong. So I had that doubt in my mind to begin with, that it was not right. It should never have happened. Then I get this information sent to me by this whistleblower, and what he's suggesting, was it murder at Pike River Mine? Was this a disaster that was basically deliberately allowed to happen? And you think, my God, you know, that this is pretty heavy stuff. But when you look at the big picture, there are a lot of mining interests out there. They want open cast mining. And of course,
that's right. And it's because doing a little damage to the environment by drilling under mountains and things like that, it looks nicer, but it's far more expensive. As I found out, Pike River Coal, the company that was trying to get, you know, some decent profit out of this mountain, was in huge economic trouble. And conveniently, though, the place blew up. And now they can collect on a huge amount of corporate insurance, and it bailed them out of that quote-unquote hole that they were in. And so, you know, there's a motive there, in my opinion. The other side of it is a report that I heard that the first police officer to arrive on the scene, who you would have thought would be the first person to arrive on the scene after an explosion, was very surprised that the New Zealand Army was there before him. And I heard another rumour that the army was ordered by John Key to blow up the mine and use it as a pretext to get open cast mining for the whole of New Zealand. Now, that's a conspiracy theory, but it makes a bit of sense to me. I just want to know the facts on the details and the facts on that, but I don't know. And that's the problem with not having much credible media and not being an in-depth researcher myself. I just don't know.
Well, the facts are that Would John Key, for example, stand to personally profit from open cast coal mining in New Zealand? The answer is yes. Now, why is that? Because one of the companies that has been very recently going through a resource consent process in the West Coast is a company known as Bathurst Resources Limited. And when you check Bathurst Resources Limited in terms of their shareholding, who is a significant shareholder? Bank of America. And John Key.
And John Key, John Key has
a shareholder in the Bank of America. So that is a fair question. Would John Key stand to personally profit from opencast coal mining in New Zealand through his shareholding in the Bank of America? Yes. So the point is...
Now, here's another question. Here's another question, Penny. Would John Key be so callous and cruel and psychotic as to sacrifice willingly hardworking New Zealand coal miners in order to enrich himself and please his banker masters? And according to records here, when he was working for Merrill Lynch, when he made his first $50 million, the people that lost out and lost everything as a result of him making all that money? The ordinary working Americans.
Well, the thing is that, you know me, I'm very strong on facts and evidence, and I'm not going to give an opinion unless it's considered, and it's not considered unless I've got facts and evidence to back it up. What I've just said to you, though, is a fact. People can check out, Google it for yourself, Bathurst Resources Limited, check out who are major shareholders in Bathurst Resources, and you will find Bank of America. And like I say, just go to the parliamentary website and check the MP's Register of Pecuniary Interest, and John Key is a shareholder in the Bank of America. And I just think that is absolutely dodgy. But what I'm increasingly, not overwhelmed by it, but it's just the fact that just how much mainstream media can whip up a frenzy. Like, remember when we got the CEO who would stand there from Pipe River Mine and look with those big sad eyes about how terrible it all was? Well, hang on a minute. Arguably, if it happened on his watch that there weren't proper safety precautions happening, well, then shouldn't he be facing charges for criminal negligence? And yet he was with all this, you know, that he was such a good man and it was all so terrible. Well, hang on a sec. You know, people can get so swept up. You need to sometimes just think, well, hang on a minute. Let's, you know, in a cool, calm and collected way, put all this emotional rah, rah, rah to one side and look at the facts and evidence. And remember that Australian journalist that got slammed because he made a comment to the effect of what's a country cop doing involved in this? And he got slammed. But the fact of the matter is that it's not normally the cops that are involved when you have a mining accident. Where's their expertise in coal mining? You know, and this is what's coming out in the Pike River Mine inquiry, is that once upon a time, New Zealand used to have far more specific safety legislation geared to coal mining. And then what happened was they moved away from the specific legislation. It all got swept up in just the more general health and safety. And then you find out that the people who are supposed to be responsible for inspecting, like one person's supposed to do 20 mines or something. I mean, there's not the backup there, there's not the system there. And over the ditch in Australia, like in Queensland, for example, they have detailed legislation which is very specifically covers the coal mining risks. We don't have that in New Zealand anymore.
And we'll have to be talking about this right after the break. My very special guests are Penny Bright and Evelyn Gilbert. Back in a moment at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Unity, please don't
desert me. Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder, incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein control, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people to keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top. Yeah!
Welcome to
there is no escape from this worst gangster
to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Standing alone against the worldwide conspiratorial computer god communism that we call the Pentagon. And my very special guest today, Evelyn Gilbert and Penny Bright. Now, guys, we have a caller on the line here for you. He wanted to surprise us. His name is Paul Tassopoulos. Are you on the line there, Paul?
I'm here, Vinny.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Evelyn.
Hey, Paul, you've given us a call. What's up, man?
Nothing. I just wanted to say hello. I think you're both so cool, and I just wanted to surprise you both and just tell you I'm with you 100%.
Oh. All right.
Thank you.
And Paul, just a question about you. How did you actually wake up to this whole New World Order system, personally?
Wow.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. My friend was sending me emails about Building 7, and it didn't really coalesce, but I was looking at it, and then I saw Zeitgeist, and it just blew my mind. The whole thing just kind of came together for me. It was quite a shock. It was quite an event.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I find that really is it, is that those little emails that get sent around by people, a little bit of information. Some people think, oh, well, you know, I don't want to bother people with their emails. And it's like, well, mate, if you don't do that, the possibility of them waking up becomes extremely diminishing. Okay. And it's like, are you more likely to listen to somebody you know or somebody that you've never heard of, like Peter Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. What do you think?
Oh, what do I go ahead, Evelyn.
I tend to think the people I know and trust. If they give me links, I will go and look at them. And so, yeah. Vinny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when I consider this this whole, like, grand overarching conspiracy, there's so many facets, so many tie-ins and little things. And not to mention, you know, if you use the word conspiracy, people for some reason think you're a conspiracy theorist. And the problem is there's this sweet F-all conspiracy theory out there, but totally copious quantities of real conspiring a-holes. And it's not that difficult to find out, because they not only don't make any much of an effort to hide it, but they put it in plain sight, plain view, everywhere for everyone to see. And if you really did want to find out about it, you would. The problem is, and I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people will be able to relate to this. She's working for an insurance company, right? And she was so upset with the fact that, you know, she had psychopaths as a manager. The job itself was real dull and boring and whatnot. And she'd been out of that job for now 2.5 years. And there's still people that she knows while she was working there who hated it just as much as her, who did not quit, who stay in that position. And she asked me, Vinny, why? Why do people do this? And I say, well, they're all chemically lobotomized, Sarah, okay? They've got fluoride in the water. They've got frickin' caffeine and sugar up to wazoo all the way through their diet. Their brains can't grow. And then during the weekends, in order to make sure that they can deal with the copious quantities of crap that they went through in the ridiculous work days that they have to sit through day after day after day, they then ply themselves with alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, and copious quantities of television and vain entertainment in order to reset their brains so that they can deal with the crap again for another week. That's basically it. And unless people realize the cycle that they've got themselves stuck into, they will be there forever.
I've got a slightly more practical view on that. I mean, they've probably got mortgages. They've got to pay the rent. They need money to live in that, because the job market's very tight at the moment. They probably think, well, better the job that I've got than going out there, and am I going to get another one or whatever? I mean, that's what I love about what I do. I'm not doing it for the pay, that's for sure. But, I mean, every day when I wake up, it's another full and exciting day, and I love what I'm doing, because most people don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Penny, the reason why I respect you so much is because, basically, you don't take Shiite from anybody. You know, you if anything, you're the disher of the dirt, for people to grow nice plants that can feed themselves with, right? And some people don't like being given fresh, nice, healthy soil for which they could grow and develop something, okay? If anything, they just want that packaged lettuce that's GMO, right? And for some reason, a lot of truthers out there, they get really depressed at the idea of just how brainwashed the general public is. And I think that this is a bad idea. Do not get depressed about how brainwashed the general public is, because you'll never, ever, ever find a reason to not be depressed again.
In fact, you know, I post a lot at a blog called The Standard, which is like you know, your Labour greenie, you know, more left wing than right wing, engages in some quite interesting debates. And when I started 4 years ago, they almost threw me out. They almost said, well, if you come here with this, you know, bad stuff, we will have to ban you. And it was only because one or two people at the time said, hang on a minute, she's speaking her reality and she's linking to sources and she is polite while she does it. And so what you're doing is really is diminishing her freedom of speech, which turned it around.
Who would have thought a leftist would try and be against freedom of speech?
Well, there you go. But, you know, the good thing is that right now, 4 years later, whatever I put on there, I have no more trolls. People pick up on it. People link through my blog. And people put out their own research. And I've found that there is a real sea change in that people really are trying to find out what the hell is going so very wrong. And that means that they're more open to real information. So there is no reason to be depressed. You know, if you work as one single individual, like my husband, in a company that is completely blind, that is depressing, because you know that when you talk about what you know, that is going to ostracize you, and that is a scary bit. But, you know, make a deal. If you're in that position, make a deal with your partner, or like we did, that the other can actually really educate people about the reality of our situation. So, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating exercise for me, because I decided, you know, it's all about being effective. Whatever you do in life, it comes down to two words: be effective. That's it. And so I thought, well, okay, which is the most widely read blog in New Zealand? It's Kiwi Blog, and it's run by, you know,
David Farrow. We had him on the show once.
Yeah, he's quite. Oh, yeah, not very good.
He's actually quite a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is it took me 50 years to work out this concept of issue by issue politics. That what you do is you work together where you can and where you have differences. You either have a civilized debate and without getting personal and nasty, or you decide to agree to disagree. And when it's absolutely liberating to have that approach, because what it does, it just opens up just to so many people in so many different areas. So on Kiwi Blog, there's a lot of very right-wing commentators or people who put up posts. So the analogy was like, oh, Penny puts on her raw meat swimsuit and swims with the sharks. And I said, well, that's more like swimming in a school of toothless goldfish. And for a while I was calling them my goldfish, which, of course, absolutely incensed a lot of them. But it was good training ground for me, because what I always take great delight in, and if I get huge bites, and the more personal and nasty people are, the more it proves you've won the point. They've got not the intellect or the argument to counter what you're saying. All they've got left is personal abuse. And you think, and I just have a huge grin on my face and just think, tick, if it's jamming their buttons on full to the point that they have to be so personal and nasty, you've won the argument. And so that was all good training for me, because when I've now been involved in the Facebook debates over this Maxina King stuff, I mean, that was like my apprenticeship. And now it was just so easy to argue, you know, debate the issues and not get wound up and just,
little did these supposed sharks know that Penny wears chainmail undergarments.
Miss Bright, can I say something? Miss Bright, I didn't know I was going to be on the air with you too, and I've been listening to what you're saying, and I want to say that you're also quite amazing, and what you're saying is very important and very true, and I've experienced it too.
Oh, thank you very much.
And sticks and stones may break your bones, but words, people can get as aggressive as they want with me, provided it stays with words. I think that's also very important. You are going to upset people, so you have to be prepared to absorb the aggression that comes your way and turn the energy around.
Indeed. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, ladies and gentlemen. My very special guests are Penny Bright from Water Pressure, www.wordpress.com. And Evelyn Gilbert from Aotearoa, awiderperspective.wordpress.com. And we'll be right back after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Isn't that freaking awesome? Back in a moment.
Women and children, front lines, log on, tune in, stand and be counted. Wounded stationed in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back, there's no civilians. Women, children, front lines, listen. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Eastwood Show. We're coming into hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the show that's all about telling the truth and giving those people who always get censored out of the media and never get approached by the useless airhead scumbag reporters to wind up telling the country something of value. And conveniently, though, there's a thing called the internet now, which they're hurrying to shut down, unfortunately, which allows us these kind of media platforms at a minimum cost so that we can steal all the mainstream media's audience, make them bankrupt, and then buy them out for pennies on the dollar. I'm so evil. And my two very special guests today are Evelyn Gilbert and Penny Bright. Girls, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead, Penny.
Okay, well, Evelyn, do you want to do your one and then I'll get on to Vince's stuff after that?
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. we were talking just a little bit earlier about the whole strange chain of events in Christchurch where six Israelis were involved caught up in the earthquake, out of which three died, and the remaining three were exported out of New Zealand within 12 hours, courtesy of the Israeli ambassador who flew in from Australia.
Since when does an ambassador fly into a disaster zone to exfiltrate backpackers?
Not only that, since when does a prime minister of a country who doesn't yet know that Israeli citizens are involved or officially, I mean, like, does he have his eye on every traveling Israeli, in this case, Netanyahu?
Well, he is a God-gifted Zionist, so I wouldn't be surprised.
No, well, and this Netanyahu called our prime minister four times over the fate of six of Israel's many, many millions of travelers around the world, so that is a little bit much attention for what is, of course, a horrible thing. I mean, for the parents of those poor guys that died, you know, it's a personal disaster. But since when do heads of state involve themselves at such a high level? And what is also interesting, of course, is that they send a search and research squad.
A
search and rescue squad. They are calling it a squad, not a team, but a squad, probably indicating that there is some military connection there. When they're not allowed in, make their own way into the red zone and have to be confronted with armed military here in New Zealand, New Zealand military, to be escorted back out again. So these are all, and then one of these guys that died is found with five different passports. I mean, for John Key to ignore these facts.
And the media later on the news said, oh no, it's not five passports, it's actually only two. And in my opinion, that they're basically just lying to muddy the waters a little bit so that people will think, oh, well, you know, it's possible for people to have two passports, because in New Zealand we all know about dual citizenship, but quadruple, septuplet frickin' citizenship, I don't frickin' think so.
No. But it is well known.
Also, supposedly, Mossad hires these young patsies who are traveling around the world to steal new, passports of countries of interest, particularly Canada and New Zealand are big targets of Mossad, to my knowledge, because, well, basically, nobody knows anything about New Zealand and nobody hates Canadians.
Exactly. What is also, well, in you know, just to give some background, I think it's very important that people understand that John Key has been involved in the officially called Zionist organization. He was invited into presentations. He met with them before his election, and his actions after his election show very clearly that he is very much a supporter of the state of Israel. And whatever your political opinion about Israel, it is a very controversial issue. And he walked out on a speech made by Ahmadinejad in the United Nations, which is, to say the least, very impolite. And to say the most, he did so with America and other well-known Israel-supporting representatives.
Well, that was actually it. America and Israel. They're the only ones who support Israel.
and some very small countries that get lots of money from the United States that need to do the same thing in order to show a little bit of body around the skeleton of anti... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here's some money. Here's some money. We know that you're a small, insignificant country, so it seems like a whole lot. So why don't you just support us in this great fascist and communist-founded institution we call the United Nations? Great.
Exactly. Well, our New Zealand Prime Minister, who purports to be a secular Jew, which is a strange thing to say because there is no such thing as a secular Jew, and he was also one of the last states heads of state supporting Mubarak, because he was worried what it would do to the state of Israel if Mubarak was ousted. Never mind the 50 million Egyptians that wanted the democratic system. So he is very much opinionated about Israel, and he shows that on many, many occasions. And that makes his also, again, a conflict of interest there, especially since, of course, a lot of banking moguls are Israeli. And I want to make a very clear distinction about the Zionist state of Israel and Judaism as a religion. A lot of Jews don't associate themselves with Israel because what they're saying is that, you know, Judaism is a religion. It's an Abrahamic religion. Sorry about that. Together with Islam and Christianity. And we have been given rules by our creator, one of them being that we are not allowed our own country. And Israel is a monstrosity organized by a group that has not been in existence for more than 100 years, the Zionist movement. And we need to give the country back to the Palestinians whom we stole it from. So there's a very clear distinction because obviously a lot of times when you express issues like this, you're being called an anti-Semite. So I want to make that very clear distinction. Judaism as a religion is very separate from the organization of the state of Israel.
Yeah. You know what I want to know is that there's various tribes of Israel, but if you're ever considered anti-Jewish or anti-Zionist or whatever, they call you anti-Semitic. Why don't they call you anti-Talmudic? Why don't they call you anti-Ashkenazi? You know, there's various other tribes that we could be anti out here.
Well, added to that, you know, I think more people here in this country are anti-Semitic than anything else because they're all hate, you know, Arabs, ragheads, you know, whatever they call them, not knowing that it's about a language family. If you're anti-Semitic, you're against all the people who speak a Semitic language, which includes the Lebanese, the Syrians, the Egyptians, the Tunisians. You know, they're all from the same language family, and so is Hebrew. So it's sort of like confined to the Jewish or the, well, quote, Jewish issue. Anyway, another interesting connection to Israel is a gentleman who goes by the name of David Farah. He visited Israel, and while he is just a private citizen, was invited by people from Young Likud to visit the Knesset, the government building, the Beehive of Israel, and he was given the grand tour behind the scenes, and met with the chairman of Likud at the time. And you might wonder what that means, because he is also, of course, very much connected to the leadership of the National Party, and very much a mouthpiece for national politics. And he was given a column in both the New Zealand Herald and the Waikato Times, two of the biggest newspapers in New Zealand. And when exactly? And when Bomber, the journalist who runs Tamake blog, said, hang on a minute, now you've got someone from the right wing, why don't you put someone from the left wing and make it balance? That was blunt.
I love it. When you put the false right wing and the false left wing together, somehow it accrues balance.
Well, that was his argument. And, you know, who am I to argue with that? I mean, what I'm trying to point out is that they really made an issue of putting someone who is closely connected to the national top, who is closely connected to the Israeli Zionist top, in a position where he can manipulate public opinion in newspapers, who, by the way, are owned partly by the Murdoch news group. Because I don't know if people know here, but Fairfax is owned for 7.5%, which is a crucial amount of shares, by Murdoch, which means that there is no freedom of speech other than what he allows in this country. And that's another thing. Murdoch is, by most people, seen as an Australian made good, but he is also an Israeli and very much involved in the Zionist dream of building Israel into a bigger empire.
Kind of like the Stern Gang and the Ergen when they blew up a hotel in Tel Aviv. They also believe wholeheartedly in the Israeli state, and people don't understand that that's really the origin of it, is that Israel was founded and continued upon an ideology of terrorism. People don't know that one of the definitions of terrorism is a method of governance, and it's precisely what they do. You know, if you have a look at their policy, you have a look how they treat the Palestinians, it's clear-cut terrorism. I can't make it any more obvious than that.
The Likud Party was started by Menachem Begin, who was a member of a terrorist organization. It was a political party started by terrorists. And that is still very much their roots.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because my father was actually in the British Army, and he was actually in Palestine, and that was part of the job of the British Army at the time, was to actually counter the Ergun and the Stern Gang. So to me, the really simple way to help people to understand the Israeli-Palestinian situation is, after over 60 years, there is a state of Israel. Where's the state of Palestine? And in fact, they made up a chant, 2, 4, 6, 8, there is an Israeli state, 3, 5, 7, 9, where's the state of Palestine? We've used that on a couple of demos. But that's the guts of it.
Well, you know, that depends upon the definition of state. If you talk about perhaps a police state or a prison state, there certainly is a state of Palestine.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. It's just that because they keep going, oh, the right of Israel to exist. Hello. Well, what about the poor bloody Palestinians? You know, what about the poor bloody
Palestinians? What's more, before 1948, there were many, many Jews living in Jerusalem at peace with their neighbors, as they were living in many Arab states, and one of the biggest colonies of Jews is still living in Iran. And have complete freedom of religion over there. So there, you know, for all intents and purposes, there was enough space for Jews who wanted to live in Israel to live there peacefully with their Palestinian neighbors. That was definitely not an issue. And what is interesting, there is a group who are very conservative, and they have their, you know, the female male division, and they are a group who, a Jewish group who meets regularly with people like Ahmadinejad, with the head of Hamas, and they are very much in favor of dismantling the state of Israel so they can all live in peace together. Many of these Jews had to flee the state of Israel because they were discriminated against by the Zionist population entering.
That's right. That's right. The Zionists hate Jews. They kill them. They consider Jews to be a race, not a creed. And if you have a look at who started up that ideology of seeing Jews as a race, not a creed, Nazi friggin' Germany.
Which, by the way, had many thousands of so-called Jewish soldiers doing their bidding.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's much more complicated than one would have you believe.
Yeah. Okay. Can I talk about the latest stuff with Vince?
Yes.
I insist.
Okay. Okay.
Better.
This is huge because what I'm hoping to do as an outcome is to help get our the second highest lawyer in the land of New Zealand, which is our Solicitor General. I would like to see him sacked for abusing his power and position as the second highest lawyer in the land. What happened was, at last, I was successful on Tuesday, the 19th of June. I managed to get filed in the Auckland High Court proceedings in order to help get lifted the suppression order of Judge Winkleman, who's the Chief High Court Judge, who in New Zealand's first terrorist case, the Operation 8, where there was this huge police raid, totally over the top, and defendants were originally, they were hoping to charge them under terrorist legislation provisions, but in the end that didn't happen. But it was a huge event, and what happened was that happened on October the 15th in 2007, and court proceedings are still dragging on.
We'll have to get into more of Vince Seymour's case after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Two more segments in it. And it's going to be quite awesome indeed, because Vince Seymour's story is quite interesting. As everybody will know, the court systems worldwide are basically the most corrupt bunch of scum that have ever freaking existed. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm your host, Vinnie Eastwood. I am Mr. News. And my very special guests today are lovely girls, Evelyn Gilbert and Penny Bright. Welcome back.
Hi. Yeah, just busy explaining how I've managed to finally file on the High Court proceedings to help get the lifting of this Chief High Court Judge Winkleman's decision, where she made a decision that these Operation 8 defendants were not going to be allowed a jury trial, but she also ordered that her decision be suppressed. And there is no provision whatsoever anywhere in New Zealand law whereby a judge can suppress a judgment or the reasons for it. She just made that up. And what happened was that Vince Seymour, my very good friend and colleague, who's a very Stan, no-nonsense American with dual citizenship,
he decided again that this was not on, it was not right, and he published a story on his website, www.kiwisfirst.co.nz, and he put a link to Judge Winkleman's judgment. And for his efforts, the second highest lawyer in the land, Solicitor General David Collins QC, initiated again, for the third time, contempt proceedings against Vince Seema. Vince Seema has been found guilty of contempt of court, and he now is awaiting sentencing to go to jail because he let the public know about a judge's decision and her reasons for it. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it disgusts me as a New Zealander that we can have such an abuse of power and authority where the second highest lawyer in the land can back up the unlawful actions of a chief high court judge to suppress a judgment and the reasons for it. What sort of Mickey Mouse outfit are we running here? So what happened was, before I filed for the proceedings for the suppression order to be lifted, because what happened was, when Vince's contempt of court case was being heard in Wellington, he was defended by arguably the top New Zealand human rights lawyer, Tony Ellis. And I have to say, it was an absolute delight to sit in court and hear this lawyer putting forward his arguments. It was absolutely marvellous. And what happened was, unfortunately, the judges McKenzie and France, they chose to find Vince guilty. But in their decision, and this is hilarious, the judgment of McKenzie and France, which was not suppressed, made reference to Judge Winkleman's decision, which was suppressed. So how Mickey Mouse is that?
It's anyway, political targeting.
Well, it is victimisation and an absolute vindictive and malicious abuse of power, in my considered opinion. But anyway, in this judgment of McKenzie and France, they stated at paragraph 41, it is open to persons, including Mr. Seema, to apply to the court for a variation of the order, this is Judge Winkleman's suppression order, or for its removal. But until that is successfully done, the order is binding. Well, let me tell you, it took me days to find the process in order to get these proceedings filed in court, because it's not complicated. If the rule of law is not being followed, if judges can just make it up according to criteria inside their heads, when you try to undo something which should never have happened in the first place, it gets really mucky. It took me days and days to get the process, or a process, and how I managed to do that was my tactic of the open letter, where I sent an open letter to the registrar, who had not been helpful at all. And when, like, the spotlight is being shone because you have openly copied your letter to the registrar and it's gone out to the Prime Minister and the Minister of Justice and the Attorney General and a whole stack of media, etc., then suddenly they become a lot more obliging and they do their job, which is to facilitate access to justice.
Well, you know, Penny, I was going to say, though, but if the judges can't just make the law up, how can we ensure that we have an independent judiciary?
Well, it is interesting because what happened was, prior to me filing these proceedings in court, I sent out to roughly 2,000 different groups, organisations, all New Zealand MPs, New Zealand media, councils all over the country, unions, a whole stack of social justice and human rights activists. And what I did, I walked up to the gallows and I put my neck in the noose. And what I've basically said is, come on, swing on that rope. So what I did was I sent out this press release. It's also gone out to over 500 Australian media. And the headlines of my press release were, are New Zealand judges effectively out of control? I pointed out New Zealand is perceived to be the least corrupt country in the world, along with Denmark and Singapore, according to Transparency International's 2010 Corruption Perception Index. So shouldn't New Zealand arguably be the most transparent country in the world if we're the least corrupt? So how come in New Zealand our judges don't have an enforceable code of conduct, a register of pecuniary interest,
a mandatory requirement to record all court proceedings. I mean, how can justice be done or be seen to be done if there's no record in court of what was done? And how can a court of record not keep a record? And on top of this, some New Zealand judges at the highest levels apparently don't think that the rule of law applies to them. So how can it be lawful for some New Zealand judges to make court orders based on judicial discretion and not the rule of law? And how can it be lawful for some New Zealand judges just to make it up? And so I explained in my press release how I had been trying for days to get an application to get this Judge Winkleman's suppression order lifted, and I quoted the Criminal Justice Act 1985, Section 38, which states quite clearly there's no lawful right for a judge to suppress their judgment or the reasons for it. And then I pointed out that the suppression order to which I was referring was that of Judge Winkleman. And so by actually stating at this stage, before the suppression order is lifted, by making reference to her order and her judgment, I'm putting myself in contempt of court. Now, I'm doing far worse than Vince, because all Vince did was publish a story on his website. And arguably, people had to look for that. Me, I have disseminated it far and wide to the four winds. I've sent it around the world. So if anyone is guilty of contempt of court, arguably, I'm far more guilty than Vince is. And but because the thing is this, that back on the 15th of October 2007, there were all these man-on-the-moon headlines about the terrorists and how white men were going to die, where cherry-picked, huffy-puffy statements were taken, and there was this absolute atmosphere of fear created with the public. Oh, my God, what are these people doing running around the Uruweras with guns? What does it all mean? But then when you actually, if you actually got to see the police evidence, you just find out that, you know, a lot of huffy-puffy, as it were, piss talk in the pub actually doesn't really make you a credible terrorist threat. And when
Can I point something out which is very funny at that time?
Yes.
Apparently, they had been following this dangerous group of terrorists for years, and they'd been spying and telephoning and blah blah blah. So how come? When was the raids in October, wasn't it?
15th of October 2007.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what was strange is that apparently, according to the newspaper, I think it was in the Waikato Times at the time, John Key met with, inhabitant of New Zealand, the name escapes me, one of your more flamboyant Maori activists, the guy who lives there.
It's not Tama, it's like tummy, you know, like your stomach.
Yeah.
Like tummy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, right.
thank you for teaching me this. Anyway,
he'd really he'd really like the fact that I said that, by the way. But anyway, go ahead, because all the media get it wrong. It's freaking hilarious. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, he met with him, John Key, without any police accompanying, with two other Maori leaders in a marae in the middle of the Urueras, completely isolated. Nobody knows what has been discussed there, other than this small group of people. And, you know, why was he allowed to go there if his life was in danger? This was in August, 3 months before the actual raids.
Yeah.
So why was if his life was threatened, why was he allowed to go there? It's just such a strange, again, a strange, untransparent chain of events. Well, that was
Yeah, no, fair point. But anyway, with my press release, which I, like I said, it's gone out to over 2,000 people, etc., I have stated that I've not just published press releases about this matter on my blog. I have actively and vigorously disseminated this information to all New Zealand MPs, media, councils, unions, and a wide range of social justice and human rights activists. Now, the issue is this. Surely, if we are all equal before the law, I too should be facing contempt proceedings. Or has New Zealand's second highest lawyer in the land, the Solicitor General David Collins QC, arguably maliciously and vindictively abused his power and authority in order to continue his ongoing persecution of Vince Seymour. And if you
That seems pretty obvious from where I was sitting, Penny, because remember the time when we tried to give Collins the evidence that you were breaking the law? You know, I mean, look, Penny, I mean, I'm sorry, but I can't wait to see you go to jail, and he just won't let it happen. The bastard!
well, that was another, yeah, what Vince is referring to is where I personally tried to provide evidence, written evidence, to show that I, too, on another occasion, was guilty of contempt of court by trying to personally give to the Attorney General, the highest lawyer in the land, to the Solicitor General, this is what Vince witnessed, and also to Judge Winkleman herself, evidence that I, too, was in contempt of court. And, Vince, you can verify, David Collins couldn't get away from me quick enough. He scurried off. As did the Attorney General, as did Judge Winkleman. Well, how fair is that? I'm putting my hand up. I'm saying, hey, you know, pick on Vince, pick on me. I've done as bad, if not worse. Here's the evidence. They ran away. Basically, they ran away. It's unbelievable. So anyway, because my point is that if I am equally not going to face contempt of court proceedings for arguably doing worse than Vince, then it's obvious that Vince is being picked on and unjustifiably victimised. And the outcome I'm seeking is that Judge Winkleman's unlawful suppression order must be lifted forthwith. Vince is awaiting sentencing to go to jail over publishing Judge Winkleman's order. That nonsense has just got to stop. And the respondent in my case is the Attorney General. Under New Zealand's legal system, how it works is the Attorney General trumps the Solicitor General. Okay? That's the respondent. And my considered opinion is that what then needs to happen after the suppression order is lifted and all this nonsense with Vince, all these proceedings cease forthwith, then there needs to be an inquiry into the actions of the Solicitor General against Vince Seymour to determine whether or not he's abused his power and authority, including possible contempt of the House. Through his involvement in the decision of the former, in the last term of government, Justice and Electoral Select Committee, when they arrived at a decision not to conduct an inquiry into the committal for imprisonment of Vince Seymour, this is the first time he was jailed for contempt of court, the Justice and Electoral Select Committee, they ruled that the matter was sub judice. At a time, it was not. And I have got some dynamite evidence here that proves that there was a parliamentary cover-up, that the Solicitor General was involved, along with the former clerk of the House of Parliament, the guy running Parliament. And what they did was they effectively put pressure on the Justice Electoral Select Committee to arrive at the sub judice decision. Sub judice means the matter was before court. It was not. Vince was in jail. The judge had made her decision. End of story. Vince was in jail. The Solicitor General, and he expressed an interest in the future of initiating proceedings against Vince for further contempt of court. The proceedings had not been filed in court. It's not sub judice for someone to have an intention to do something. The proceedings must be filed. They were not. So I under the Privacy Act, and this is a really important tip for people, under the Privacy Act, you can often flush out a lot more information than you can under the Official Information Act. I did a Privacy Act request to Crown Law, and I wanted all information that they held concerning me and that petition.
And we'll be right back after this break with more information from Penny and Evelyn. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Check out the articles that we put down on GorillaMedia.co.nz, and also the Penny Bright videos that I've made at Mr. News Guerrilla Media on YouTube. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Banker Chateau in the high country of the South Island. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to my two very special guests as well, Penny Wright and Evelyn Gilbert, the most dangerous women in this country. Because he's just so freaking naughty. You know, they do these naughty things like revealing facts and evidence about corruption and that kind of thing. I mean, they're just basically evil, subversive, dangerous terrorists, and they should be hung. Welcome back, guys.
Well, I'm sure we would have been burned at the stake. A couple of centuries ago, we would have been burned at the stake.
On that cheery note.
Yeah, but instead now you just get burned up in the media. If they pay any attention to you at all. But go ahead, Penny.
Well, I believe that...
Hold on a second. That gives me an idea. It is a frickin' witch hunt, isn't it? Except now they don't frickin' burn you at the stake. That's what it is. The whole Salem witch trial thing never ended. It just expanded its scope.
Well, what I've found is that if you continue to blow the whistle till your eyeballs bleed, as it were, and over the years you're actually proven to be correct, then what happens is, you get a reputation for telling the truth, and reputations cannot be bought or sold. It's people's continual experience of you, and it makes you rather scary. So I know that my main weapon here is the fact that I am publicly known, and you know I am prepared to put my neck out and have a go, as you know the ones like Evelyn etc. are prepared to do, and that makes you very scary. So anyway, so what I was explaining is that I've actually got dynamite evidence that proves that back on the 20th of August 2007, when the Justice and Electoral Select Committee ruled this petition calling for an inquiry into the committal for imprisonment for Vince Seymour, when it was ruled sub judice at a time it was not, there was a parliamentary cover-up, and I've got the minutes, and I can prove that it's pretty incredible when the least corrupt country in the world has a trifecta here, which is involved in this, which involves the second highest lawyer in the land, the Solicitor General, David Collins QC. It involves the guy that ran Parliament, David McGee QC. He was there for over 30 years and used to write books on parliamentary procedure. You'd think that these two QCs would have the ability to check parliamentary standing orders and the definition of sub judice. I mean, if I, a simple peasant, can work it out, how come two QCs couldn't? And the other person that fits into this equation, who was the deputy Solicitor General, was a man called Grant Liddell, and he was the signature on letters asking David McGee QC, the clerk of the House, drawing it to his attention that there was this petition coming up, and just letting him know that the Solicitor General intended to file contempt proceedings against Vince Seymour. Well, Grant Liddell, guess what he ended up doing for a job? He ended up running the New Zealand Serious Fraud Office.
Well, so, you know, that's why I always say the Serious Fraud Office is named as such for a very good reason. Because if there's any serious frauds going on in this country, they get run out of that office.
Well, it's interesting in that. Well, my position is this: I put this in my press release. I take full personal responsibilities for my actions as a whistleblower in this matter, and I am fully prepared to face whatever consequences may be forthcoming. However, I equally expect the Solicitor General to do the same. Now, I tried to get an inquiry into the Solicitor General's actions for contempt of the House, because it's an offence for a select committee of the House to be misled, and I believe this was misleadership of the Justice and Electoral Select Committee. The only problem is that it's only an MP that can trigger contempt of the House proceedings. So I visited Rodney Hyde again, who was the MP who presented that original petition. He had a talk to the Speaker, but nothing was forthcoming. But they know about it, and they know that it's not right what happened, but it's all a bit big and ugly, and nothing's been really sorted about it. So the bottom line here is the first step in this process is to get the unlawful suppression order of Judge Winkleman removed. And now I've got proceedings filed to help that happen. And the second step, like I say, should be this inquiry into the Solicitor General. Has he abused his power and authority? And I believe absolutely he has, that he's not fit for duty and he must go. And what I need to find out is the process for removing the Solicitor General. So that's what you normally have to do. And I find the best way to do it is to actually go to source. Maybe I'll contact the Attorney General and say, what is the process for removing the Solicitor General? To find out the process from the horse's mouth for it to be followed. But the key point here is that arbitrary decisions by judges, which are based on judicial discretion, i.e. rules that only exist inside their heads, are arguably neither open, transparent, or accountable. Isn't that why we have the rule of law? The rules are there. The rules are clear. You can see what they are, and they're able to be followed because you know what they are. So wouldn't you think that if there was anybody who should be expected to follow the rule of law, that it would be the Chief High Court Judge, not to mention the second highest lawyer in the land, the Solicitor General of New Zealand? Because Judge Winkleman, Chief High Court Judge, she has acted unlawfully in suppressing her judgment and the reason for it. She has been backed up in her unlawful actions by the second highest lawyer in the land. And now this leading public watchdog exposing judicial corruption, Vince Seymour, faces jail in the least corrupt country in the world. How bad is
You know what, Penny?
That?
Penny, would you, in your considered opinion, would you say that the spectrum is actually the opposite? That instead of New Zealand being the least corrupt country in the world, we're just one of the best corrupt countries in the world because, we're so corrupt that nobody hears about it. Because everybody who does say anything about it gets thrown in jail by these corrupt scumbags.
Well, if we've just in the closing part of this, I've done this before, but again, just to remind people, the New Zealand Corruption Reality Checklist, has New Zealand ratified the United Nations Convention Against Corruption? No. Does New Zealand have an independent anti-corruption body tasked with educating the public and preventing corruption? No. Do New Zealand's law ensure transparency in the funding of candidates for elected public office and political parties at central government level? No. Do New Zealand members of parliament have an enforceable code of conduct? No. Do New Zealand local government elected representatives have a code of conduct? Yes. Is it an offence for New Zealand local government elected reps to breach the code of conduct? No. Is there a lawful requirement for a publicly available register of interests for New Zealand local government elected representatives? No. Is there a lawful requirement for a publicly available register of interests for New Zealand central government staff responsible for procurement? No. Is there a lawful requirement for a publicly available register of interests for New Zealand local government staff responsible for procurement? No. Is there a lawful requirement for details of contracts issued, including the name of the contractor, scope, term and value of the contract, to be published in New Zealand central government public sector and local government council annual reports so that they are available for public scrutiny? No. We don't know where our money's going. Is it a lawful requirement that a cost-benefit analysis of New Zealand central government public finances be undertaken to substantiate that private procurement of public services previously provided in-house is cost-effective for the public majority? No. Is it a lawful requirement that a cost-benefit analysis of New Zealand local government public finances be undertaken to substantiate that private procurement of public services previously provided in-house is cost-effective for the public majority? No. Does New Zealand have a legally enforceable code of conduct for members of the New Zealand judiciary? No. Are all New Zealand court proceedings recorded and audio records made available to parties who request them? No. Is there a lawful requirement for a publicly available New Zealand judicial register of interest? No. Is there a lawful requirement for a publicly available New Zealand register of lobbyists at central government ministerial level? No. Is there a legal requirement for New Zealand central and local government at central and local government level for a post separation employment quarantine period from the time officials leave the
We've only got
service.
Penny.
Okay.
Penny, we've only got 1.5 minutes left, so you got to hurry it up because I know it takes a long time to explain how corrupt New Zealand is.
So there's no provision for a post-separation employment quarantine period. This is the revolving door where people go from public office to the private sector. Where's Simon Power going when he leaves as Minister of Justice? Anyway, is it a lawful requirement that it's only a binding vote of the public majority that can determine whether public assets held at New Zealand's central government or local government level are sold or long-term leased via public-private partnerships? No. Is it unlawful in New Zealand for politicians to knowingly misrepresent their policies prior to election at central or local government level? No. Last one. Do New Zealand laws promote and protect individuals, NGOs and community-based organisations who are whistleblowing against conflicts of interest and corrupt practices at central and local government level and within the judiciary? No. And Vince Seamer's facing jail for doing just that.
And that's a perfect way to round out the show. Thank you very much, Penny Bright. You can check out more of her stuff at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. We've done a few interviews with her, same as with our other guest, Evelyn Gilbert. And you can often see both of them on the Vinnie Eastwood Show YouTube channel called Mr. News Guerrilla Media. That's MR News Guerrilla Media, one word, on YouTube. So, yep. Check that out, ladies and gentlemen, and including Penny Bright's How to Get Your Water Turned Back On 101, where she cuts off council water clams. That's freaking awesome. I love that. It's good when you see your political people get their hands dirty. You've been listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Thank you very much.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No rules, no rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.